This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Rotatoes! It's Friday! And did you know that our merch store is complete? I say complete. You know, it will never truly be complete. We'll be updating it with new stuff. But right now, we have a sticker. In fact, we have three stickers. We've got a poster. We have a t-shirt. We've got a jumper. In fact, we've got two jumpers. We've got like a sweatshirt, like a crew neck thing, and then also like a hoodie. We've got a pin. There's so much cool stuff happening over on that. So check it out in the link in the description below. And if you are a member on our Patreon, you get a little sweet discount as well. So go ahead and check that out. If you just search for the post on the Patreon, you can get yourself a discount for the merchandise as well. So if you think about it, you might as well just, if you're gonna get some merchandise, sign up to the Patreon, get some money off, and you're basically getting it for free. I mean, that's great. Come on, that's amazing. Come on, so cool. But anyway, that is about everything for this little update. I hope that you and everyone is doing very, very well. Thank you so much for listening. Let's get into this episode. Take it away, Pastor Zach.
I think it's funnier just to not tell you what. If you cast water breathing on people, would you have cast it on Kerp?
Yeah, everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
then.
Oh no!
Never mind. You see just a soaking wet Kerp come out like, I was screaming for hours. That's what I felt like, hours.
Where you been?
I was in the cabin inside. It's taking out a lot of water.
Oh.
No! No! That's what sinks boats!
Yeah.
That's what
we
sinks
know.
Boats!
Yeah. I know that.
Yes.
Thank you for casting that on me because I would have drowned.
Yeah! Yeah, no problem.
You would have walked into that cabin later and it would have been filled with 4 feet of water and I'd be dead.
See, wow. Look out. What a good guy. What a good guy Duder is. Thinking ahead, being a good friend, being a good crewmate.
That's
wow.
The kind of stuff society is built on.
Mm-hmm.
Mutual aid,
you're
mutual
right.
Support.
The boat is taking water on right now. Let's
we're gonna need that bucket.
Is it hot water? Can I go in there? Would I drown?
I think it's like it's. You would know in this stretch of water, it feels like there are chunks of a little. It's almost like hot spots in the ocean. Like there's like little like warm piss spots.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem like this is like not overly warm. In fact, the temperatures have dropped a lot in this area.
Okay, I got an idea. Kerp, stick yourself backwards into the hole in the boat. Plug the hole with your shell.
You haven't even seen what the look of the hole of.
I'm guessing.
We're just throwing ideas out of here. Kerp
runs down there and he's like, you hear him kind of far away going. Did someone make the noise of someone plugging something?
That is what it will sound like, hopefully, if he does
I'm just kind of covering it up. It is definitely still spilling in.
Your whole shell can't cover the size of that.
No,
hole.
It's not the right shape.
What about, I hate to say it, but what about Garf's corpse?
Oh.
I'd sacrifice that.
Do we want to look for tools? I think there's some tools and some wood. It seems like this can happen on boats, and they maybe are.
I'm like dragging the corpses. He says,
"Oh, tools, tools."
Yeah, that's right, tools. Of course.
Oh,
yeah,
look at this—a patch kit, a whole patch kit.
See that
oh
big?
My god!
It's like a big defibrillator on the wall, like a patch kit. Break glass if need patch.
Is that what that is?
That's what it means. It patches the hole in the boat.
I'm going to say, yeah, you guys can use a patch kit. Give me some sort of, does anyone have any sort of check? I'll say that lets you add your proficiency to whatever you roll for this. But if you have any kind of spells or any skills that could lend itself to this.
Where's that fish? Where's that fish? Maybe he can
make a perception check.
<laughs> 23.
So your eyes dart behind the boat. You see that fish keeping just a perfect distance away from you, and it's like kind of, it looks like it's thinking to itself. Maybe I'll give it off of your like great animal handling earlier. It's like, why did I just do what that guy said? Is what it seems like the attitude this fish had.
Look, the fish is filled with regret.
It's like
he wants to help us.
You had like a bad interaction with someone on the sidewalk and they happen to be walking the same way as you is what this fish is experiencing.
Yeah, gotta go upstream here.
You're taking on a lot of water. What are you guys gonna do?
You guys, the fish is right here.
What do you want to do? You want us to pull the fish out and try to plug the hole with the fish?
Yes, or listen, I'll just ask the fish through telepathy if he will plug the hole for us.
So, are you telepathic or are you just good with animals? It seems like they're different things.
Oh, yeah, that didn't work. Fish! Hey, fish! Swim up to the front! Plug the hole!
The fish just sort of stops moving. It's like, that fish is not the size of the hole.
I guess I gotta see this hole.
Yeah, it's like a big jagged scratch the size of the...
I say, oh yeah, and then I just do shape water again to push the water out the hole.
Oh, okay. So I will say if you use shape water to kind of build, you know, like pump the water out of that area, you can use this patch kit. It'll take some time, but so you guys are just like working on this hole. Maybe someone needs to steer the boat, but it's going to take some downtime to like fix this. But you should be able to do it.
Great. I'll get down there. I'll get to patching. As a wood elf, I'm pretty good with structures. I have to build my own little huts, my own little houses all the time. So I'm fine to just patch this guy up.
Great.
As you're using shape water, Duder, you feel this sort of kind of feeling on the back of your neck, kind of tingling, as you almost like smell the scent of like maybe just using your magic. You feel the presence of sort of like this fey part of you. Like that is sort of what the pact is like. It knows you're doing it.
Right. It's aware.
Something is aware.
Mm. And I'm the only one who feels anything weird.
Everyone make a insider perception check.
6.
You're screaming at a fish.
21.
Yeah, Sago, you notice that something, like, you almost see the hairs stand on the back of Duder's neck. As he casts these spells and he's using this magic suddenly on this boat, and it seems like he's confidently doing it, but something, it's like he just like realized he left his oven on. Something has like changed in his demeanor a little bit. Well, you see like a version of yourself with like, or just like the silhouette of yourself almost in your shadow. You look at it and it looks like there's almost like a fluttering of wings behind it for a second. And Sago, you maybe saw him register this. I guess on that roll, I'll say that you saw his shadow and you thought you maybe saw something move on it as well.
So I because these guys have kind of already screwed me once and I'm feeling a little untrustworthy. Can I do like a, either like an insight or like a history check on the thing I just saw?
I do either.
I do history and I get a 12.
On that roll, you're unable to tell. Like, you know, it's something magical, but beyond that, it's like, huh, that's weird.
Huh.
So you guys are patching the hole for a little bit. Kerp is looking around. And you see that you're in the cabin. You see some pictures. You see Shep's face. He's like he's smiling, in a little portrait of like a captain on the wall. You can make some investigation checks, or if you want to snoop. But it looks like this is his room.
I do a religious check on Garf.
Okay.
Because I'm like, we've got a dead body here, and I want to know like if there's a way we should bury him or respect him or anything like that.
Cool.
8.
You know, as a sailor, you know they want to be one with the sea, but maybe Garf wants to be one with the boat.
You know, he was a sailor. I think we should do something respectful. Maybe make him one with his own ship here.
That's a pretty good
ship
idea.
Ship where he lost himself. I don't know.
Maybe we can, rigor mortis is about to set in. find out what shape that hole is. Make him part of the boat.
I think we can figure out how to deal with the hole without doing that.
I mean, think if an idea keeps coming up, it means the universe is trying to tell us something about the idea. Like
it
that
needs us all.
It's almost speaking through us now that religiously it would be the best thing to do.
But I'm like in. I don't want to shove it. Okay.
Wow.
Oh! Well, you can't just make the noise and it work.
I felt God coming through us.
Garf is one with the patch in the boat. You've dutifully laid him to rest.
Gosh bless. Sorry, I'm not super religious.
Yeah, did you say gosh?
Yeah.
Kerp is looking over and like, I'm kind of a priest of the Mount Trunkus, I can say a few words.
Oh, please. I think that would be nice.
Well, I'm pretty hungry.
I thought you meant a few words about Garf.
No. I guess I could. Garf, you lied to impress someone you didn't know, and then you died. And
pretty
I
succinct.
Think that's beautiful. I think that's a pretty beautiful thing. So, dub. Thanks for the grub.
You're really hungry.
He starts looking in the cabinets.
And I also investigate the
cabin.
Cool.
Everyone make an investigation check.
Roll a 9.
17 plus 3, so 20.
10.
9, 10. I think on a 10 and a 9, you're looking around. They're not hidden at all. You find some letters and things, and just sort of the personal effects of this Captain Shep. A lot of lists and things that are like, I've refined who I am. The brutality of my past does not define my future. Even if I have slain many folks much more powerful than I, much more brutal than me, then that does not define who I am, and I shall seek a hospitable life.
Holy moly. You guys reading any of these letters? Pretty dark stuff.
Wait, was this guy trying to like get his life together, and then we like sort of made him mad, and he freaking flipped all the way back out?
And yeah, you see things like that. You see some like if, on the 20, you would find that like hidden in the back of one of these compartments is this long, thin chest, and you open it up, or do you open it up again?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you open this up, you unclasp the sides and open it, and you find there's this very well-made looking rapier. Mm.
Interesting.
Dibs! Dibs!
I slammed it shut. What? I slammed it shut. Did
you slammed it shut?
Did Sacco see it?
Everyone make a perception check. And you make a deception check.
Fifteen.
18. 21.
Okay, so you weren't noticing at first, Strundleteet, but Sago, you happen to notice him open this thing, and almost this like glimmering sword is in there. And then he tried to hide it real fast.
So the last two things I saw for him specifically was the hairs on his neck standing up and something kind of floating away and him shaking it off and then him closing something glimmering.
Yeah.
Hey, what was in there?
Toilet paper.
Yes! You heard me call it. I wasn't sure what it was, but I called it.
He called it.
Just some paper. It's just some papers. It looked like papers.
Then he called the papers.
I'm going to be wiping all day with this stuff.
Yeah, I guess we'll keep this with our stuff, and then, you know, say Joe, you'll do it. You'll keep your stuff over there. This is just going our pile. You keep your pile over there, and we'll just keep it separate.
Glowing teepee. I love it.
Are you gonna give it to him?
Well, it's in our stuff. It's in our stuff. It's ours.
Okay.
How about this? I've been known to arm wrestle here and there. Well, how about we do a little arm wrestling competition for it? It's a test of wills.
Look at me. Look at you. Why would I ever agree to an arm wrestling contest with a guy like you?
Oh, you're saying I'd beat you really easily?
Yeah, look at me.
What's something you feel skilled at? I could do a test of wits, wills, eats, hits.
Eats?
You hear like some rocks coming off a cliff and kind of skipping down the side of the walls of this valley that you're in, and you hear like a big outside. What do you guys do?
I guess we got to check that out. We got to go check that out. Let's go check that out.
I'll go check it out. I mean, you can't go anywhere with that, so I don't know what your plan would be. We're on a boat together. I'm going to check it out. And I do.
As you go to check that out, you see that ahead of you, in front of where the path of where the boat is going, you see up on the top of one of those cliffs the broad shoulders of this sort of, with a shirt that is now way more ripped and shredded than maybe you saw earlier. It looks sort of familiar, the shape of a man pushing boulders off the side down at the boat below. At your boat.
Oh, fuck you!
Oh my god, don't do that to us!
I'll kill you! I said I would kill you!
You look up and you see, you're so far away, but you can see the bloody scratches of having run through brambles and all sorts of, there is no path outside of the river, so he just tore through, like, full thickets of the woods to get to you, full mad and filled with rage. Shep is above you, like 100 feet, pushing boulders off.
We're sitting ducks. We're screwed. There's nowhere for us to go. The only way to get out of this is using my sleight of hand. We've got to disguise the boat and trick him. Or stealth, whichever one is more appropriate.
For this, I will say that it seems like you're in a situation where he's above you trying to push boulders down. Stealth is, at this point, is unfortunately not an option.
Shoot!
But you can possibly outrun him. You can, let me know what you want to try to do.
How far away would you say he is again?
I think he's like 20 feet ahead of you. He threw a rock that glanced behind the boat. You heard it splashing behind you. And so now he has run ahead to like push off a different boulder.
Do you guys think there's any way we could reason with him? I know we stole his... Well, no, it's our boat. I know...
He's pointing to his chest of what you assume is one of your names.
I'll kill you, and I'll kill you, and I'll kill you.
Well, don't tell him, but one of those people's already dead that he pointed to.
Yeah, he's 100 feet away.
100 feet higher than you.
Okay. I kind of get freaked, and I just like hit another gust.
You hit another gust. Yeah. Great. With that gust, you feel the ship move forward and under you. Are you steering as well?
I would have probably jumped back on that.
Cool. As you cast gust again, you feel sort of that flutteriness and you push the boat forward. You guys see him above you trying to get another boulder off. He has to do this with disadvantage because it's such a huge boulder and he's so high up. That second boulder slams into the ground next to you. It looks like in the way that this cavern is bending, or this sort of this valley's path is bending, it seems like he has one more opportunity to do that, if y'all have anything you want to try to do, but...
I have a great idea. What if I jump off the back of the boat and kick and push us forward? The water's cooler. We just need more power. We just need more power. I'm an athlete. Not in look, but in performance.
Give it a shot.
Nat 20. Okay, so that's the best you can do. You watch Strundleteet dive off the back of the boat, and you feel like he's had some crazy ideas, and so you're like, okay, yeah, entertain yourself, but then you do feel the boat moving like 1.25 speed, you know, it does move a little faster. He's gonna have one last stab. He's like, no. This one, you see him rocking this boulder back and forth, and as the boat goes by, he heaves it off the cliff. You see it just sort of tumbling through the air for a second, and it misses the boat. Strundleteet, you see it falling above you, and it just hits the water behind you.
Oh my god!
And you feel almost like a wave pull push you forward. He's like, no! I'm gone! And you see him running after you guys. He's trying to figure out his way down from the cavern.
I'd moon him.
No!
Nice!
No!
Yeah, you like that?
I don't.
I moon him too.
No!
Just to try to connect.
I turn over in the water and I pull my pants down, revealing my wiener.
Not that! Two butts and a wiener. He pulls his pants down and starts spinning.
You'll get the whole show too!
As you come around this corner of this last bend of this valley, sort of cavern walls you're around, the kind of cliff edge, kind of levels out to a point where you're no longer surrounded by these tall, mountainous-like kind of walls. You're in sort of a more open-feeling area. It's getting into less, like, hot water than it was before, literally. And you're seeing that it's becoming more of a normal forest, as you do still see him chasing behind you. You see, as you see this happening, you see a what looks to be this kind of like big leaf in the water, where this elven-looking woman has a pole in the water, and she has like a little basket of fish. And she looks up and sees that guy. She's like, what's happening?
So what's the connection to the leaf? Sorry.
That's her boat. It's sort of like leaf. A more like natural looking boat.
Fella, she's an elf. I got this. A lot of fish you have there.
Yes, I was just sort of fishing. I made camp over there. Are you okay?
Oh yeah,
is that man chasing you?
He's just a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about him. We got this. We got things under control, right? Just three good guys. Well, four good guys. We're all four good guys.
Four good guys.
Yeah. We're just four good guys.
Why would you say it that way?
Yeah. In the distance.
I'll kill you. I will catch up to you and kill you.
That's frightening.
We don't really know our way around here. We are having a bit of a dispute, so we'd like to avoid this man. What would you recommend we do here? Where's this river leading to?
If you keep taking it further down, just the path, like in a couple of days, I think you should hit a human settlement.
I am a little, hungry. What's the story with those fish?
These fish?
Yeah, I didn't really get a chance.
Oh, they were my dinner?
Okay. Are you going to catch so many that it's abundant, or?
I could catch some I can share some fish. She has 10 fish in there, and it's sort of like a, maybe she was, I don't know what you would infer from that, but she was just like, okay.
I get really nervous that we're not going to get any fish, and I say, look over there!
I'm in a different, no. Make a
I try to steal the fish.
Are you still in the water?
Yeah. Make a deception check.
What is that?
Six. She kind of pulls she sees a man for the first time come from behind the boat, say, look over there. And he goes, no, these are mine. I will share them. I'll share them. My camp is over there. And you're getting into an area where rivers are kind of feeding into each other. And there's sort of like a path or, you know, another like little creek going off to the side. She's like, we can just go over there. And if we, I feel like, you know, it's sort of hard to navigate this boat through that small water stretch, but you probably could, and then we could, it would connect back with the main stretch of water.
So would you like to join us then? Is that what you're
you
suggesting?
You mean join me?
Oh, we go on your boat.
No, I mean, that's where I my camp
is. I'm going to you.
Yeah.
Can we go together is what I'm asking.
Sure.
This is a beautiful valley you have here.
It's not mine.
Look at all those fish you got yourself.
Beautiful yeah, fish. There
was, you know? Well, they have these kind of special trout that are like this sort of magma trout, and it's very tender. And I found,
ooh.
Yeah. Sort of a white fish.
How do you do it up? On a bagel or you know, like a white fish salad?
Bagel? What is a bagel?
It happens a lot. I said it, like, I get if you were reading it right now that the pronunciation would be hard, but I didn't ever said it that way.
Bagel. Am I saying it right? I've just never heard the word.
That's okay. Oh, it's a piece of bread.
I do put
boiled
it on bread.
Thickly. Yeah.
We put it in a bunch of leaves and steam it over the...
I would love to try your delicacy. I've tried them all, but I don't know that I've had
Do you want
to
pull
before.
Your pants up?
Sorry.
Were you mooning someone earlier?
Yes, yes. I was doing a front moon.
As you... So you follow this like woman on a leaf. She's got like a big stick, kind of pushing her boat along. It's almost like a gondola kind of situation, and you enter this sort of thicket. It's still enough of an area for this river boat to get through, even though it's much larger than hers. And you see that you've entered a much more forested feeling area. And as you enter this area, you see the light kind of dappling through the trees, and it's a little more. It's almost like you fully entered a different biome, is what it feels like.
Wow, does this feel familiar? I feel right at home in the trees. Check this out. I jump along a bunch of branches just to show how cool I am in the forest.
Yeah, make an acrobatics check.
21.
So yeah, you look over and you see this guy that's been doing crazy stuff all day, just perfectly like bounding from tree to tree,
flipping, wow. Jumping, doing tricks.
It's sort of I've never seen a halfling move like that.
Well, because I'm a small elf. I know I look like a halfling.
Oh, wow.
But we're both talented, yeah. And I try to do the same thing.
She doesn't believe you, but she nods. Okay.
And I try to do the same thing, and I roll a 10.
Okay, you try to reach the first branch and you can't.
Oh, God.
I'm just, you know, my legs are tired. We've been through a lot. Normally I can do as much cool stuff as
I believe you.
While he's focused on impressing her, I go and I inspect the rapier from before in the box.
Great. You open it, you find this very fancy looking sword.
Can I do a history check? Or
give me
see
like
what
a,
I know about it.
Or
is it just a nice sword?
Just, I think like... An insight check, or I'm trying to think of what, just a flat intelligence check, I guess. Investigation, yeah, that's probably better.
22.
Yeah, it's like, you don't know, because it's like not a, there's this like magical spell called Identify, so short of that, looking at this and rolling so highly, you think it's possibly a magical weapon, and it's a plus one sword is probably what you're thinking of it, a rapier. So yeah, you guys pull up to this campsite. It's like she has like her like campfire set up there. There's like a little camp with like one tent there. It's pretty small because it's just this like one person's thing. Are you guys gonna help or?
Oh, sorry. What do you need? How can we best serve you, madam?
I would just prefer. What makes sense? If someone could cut the cheese. Cut the cheese.
Tea can do that.
I do have some cheese. On command, huh?
I told you I could do it. Well, he told you.
I think you guys sit down and you start to. Put together this meal. As you do this, everybody give me a constitution saving throw.
No. That's a 6.
11.
9.
Saga, you're sitting there planning this meal. You start putting this stuff together And then suddenly you're just kind of sitting there and you're thinking about it, and you're really comfortable, and you, as you just start to get more and more comfortable and relaxed by this fire, you've been running from all this stuff, you fall asleep. Deuter, you similarly are working with the same sort of situation. God, you've been running from that guy all day. You've been casting Gus pretty constantly.
Constantly.
And as you are thinking about this, you start to fall asleep. But then you feel a hand grab your shoulder and kind of just like kind of tickle it. And just tickle it, and you see that in front of you the same woman you saw before, but with sort of kind of her eyes are just like purple, and she's looking at you.
The woman from the river?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she's like, "Wake up."
I'm up.
I felt I smelled something from up the river.
What'd you smell?
I smelled you.
I'm stinky. Yeah, I do smell. I said.
Not that. Besides that, I smelled something different. Some sort of a presence of the one that we serve.
Oh, you and the big one.
You see her shadow, and there's sort of a flap of wings as well. She's like, yes. And he would not like what you're doing right now.
What do you mean? I'm just doing what I always do.
You're being a little careless, aren't you?
What do you mean? I'm trying to make a buck.
What
this
did
guy.
You tell these people?
I told them we could take them south.
No, but what did you tell them?
I told them everything, basically.
Okay.
Kinda just slipped out.
She looks at you and is like, It's not too careful, is it?
No, I goof a lot. So I thought it was maybe we were all doing this thing where we had to be honest, and I was just like kind of goofing. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe I'd just goof and they wouldn't necessarily believe it or anything. It would just kind of be a thing that I could say, and it would just kind of fly under the radar, and then we wouldn't talk about it anymore, and it'd be fine.
Okay. Yeah, it will be fine. She pulls out a dagger. She's like, I'll take care of them for you.
No. No, no, no.
Hmm?
No, no, no. Don't kill it. Don't,
why?
Don't kill it. Because these are cool guys. Come on. These are good guys.
But they can't know.
Well, look, okay. How about this? Don't kill them. I'll tell you. You can do whatever you want to them. Short of killing them.
So stab them a lot.
No. Just just like do. Like if you want. Hey. I got a sword on the boat. I got a sword on the boat. You can take the sword. You want the sword?
I don't want the sword.
You can have whatever you want. Just please don't kill it. I mean, look, you absolutely cannot kill Sternity, okay? He's a good one. He's my best one, in fact. He's the best friend I ever had.
So I can kill one, but not the other.
Well, how about this? If you have to kill anybody, sounds like the turtle guy is the least exciting. Or the one that is, Seijo, or whatever his name is. The guy, I'm with him. He doesn't even like that guy.
So willing to let one of your friends die.
Well, that guy's not really my friend. Like, just please, don't kill Strut. Like, look, don't kill Teet. Seigo, I mean, I'm like, in reality, I'm like, I don't want him to die. He seems like a good guy. But, like, I don't care about him. But I'm just thinking the turtle guy, honestly, he doesn't even like. If you gotta kill somebody, kill the turtle guy.
Wow. Just interesting to see the division. Unfortunately, part of the pact is clear. They must not know. And as she's talking to you, Strundleteet, what she cast was a magical sleep spell. And you are immune to sleep because you're a half elf. She did think that you were a halfling. I rolled for that. You're sitting there. You are relaxed, and you open your eyes. You saw that everyone fell asleep, and that was just kind of like oh yeah, it's that time. Everyone's like, when you get like an Airbnb with your friends or something, and everyone's like, I'm gonna take a nap. Yeah. It's just had that kind of energy. Yeah. And you look up and you see that there's something weird going on over here. What do you do?
Huh. Everyone's asleep. I guess we did have a big day. I'm tired too, but what do I do here? Maybe I try to go to sleep too.
Strandleti, you go to sleep, I guess.
Yeah, this was the right choice.
Strandleti goes to sleep.
Can't make any mistakes while you're sleeping.
Now. She looks at you, Deuter, and says, "You haven't really given me much to work with.
What do you want? What do you want? Please don't, just don't kill. Don't kill.
You know, the
one
that we serve will be upset with me if I let you off the hook like this.
I know, all right? And I know I mess up a lot, all right? I know that my mouth writes checks that my butt can't cash, okay? But just like, maybe this one time, let me not have to pay the price, you know? Or it's a loan.
Do you know what a pact is?
I do, but like any deal is like malleable, you know? It's
with
like,
a all-powerful magical being, any deal is malleable?
Yeah, well, I think we all can sort of give and take
so
a little
bit. So it's their lives or your soul?
All their lives?
Yes.
We can't just pick one.
No.
Or my soul.
Or your soul. For all eternity.
And so, like, what's it... So if I give you my soul, what does that look like for me?
It doesn't look good.
Like, practically. Like, am I...
Practically speaking, you'll be sort of a wisp. Have you ever seen that... Heard that story of the little mermaid and the little creatures in this... In the cave with Ursula that are sort of yelling in torment?
Uh-huh. So, what you're asking is, would I rather have...
You see Kirk in his sleep going...
would I rather have all three of these guys be dead?
Mm-hmm.
Or me be a little kind of wispy guy?
For all eternity. Unless there's another choice you can think of.
One
of them farted. It appears
me,
as
me, 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 me.
That one's just sort of normally asleep.
This is probably a dumb idea, and it won't work. But can I try to cast suggestion on this being?
You can try.
Oh wait, I don't cast anything. It's just a 14 wisdom. I'm gonna get toasted. I say, just this once, let me off the hook, and then I cast suggestion.
Okay. 14?
Yeah.
She rolled really bad, but she has advantage.
No.
And she rolled a 16.
No!
As she sees the little magic twinkle in her hand, you see her shadow, the wings kind of buffet, and they look really angry, and it sort of snarls, and her eyes go like a darker, deeper purple, and she looks at you, and she's like, okay, looks like you've made your choice.
I'm so sorry.
As she just sort of levitates into the air, looking kind of furious at you, kind of purple gusts of wind swirling around you. Roll initiative.
Oh, no.
As we end this episode.
Oh,
so we're actually going to do a part 3, if that's cool with y'all.
I would love to. That's
love it.
So
yeah.
Fun.
Love
Let's
it.
Do 4.
Amazing.
Let's do 15.
Let's do 35.
Let's do a new spin-off podcast.
Mom, I'm moving. I don't know where. I already moved away from her.
What character is that? As you face off against this other sort of being of your warlock host, we're gonna end the episode there. So that was so fun. I'm glad. I'm glad we get to do another one. This two shot has become a three shot.
Yeah.
Yes.
So let's just do another round of plugs and call it there, Dan.
At Dan Lippert, cool, biggrandewebsite.com, and Mandogpod, the improv and conversation podcast.
So efficient.
And of course, you can find me at It's John Mackey on all social media. And go give a listen to the Brett DeMott Show with Buddy, wherever you get podcasts.
Beautiful.
Chosenberg on all of the socials. And check out TikTok. I love that app.
Oh, your TikToks have been really making me laugh. The drone videos are so funny.
Oh, thank you.
You have to check that out. I'll link them. Okay, well, thanks for listening. That's it for this episode. We'll be back with the exciting conclusion of whatever the fuck is happening here. Good night. Bye.